is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're The Usual Suspects. We're back from Beaumont. We're at 2325 Calder. We're at Luke's Ice House. We have been here before. We will be here again. We love this place. It is fantastic. Just a different environment. We're setting up Moody Gardens, Moody Gardens East, as we are getting extra heat lamps and palm trees brought in. The fake beach weather will be brought in hopefully by Sunday. But in the meantime, we're here till 4, Blitz here till 7. So if you're in the Beaumont area in the 409, stop on by. We didn't bring Nick, so it's safe. Nick is back at headquarters where he's holding down the fort, and you are fidget spinning.
It's nice and toasty over here, though.
Yeah, you shut up, Nick. I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
You know how they have vaping contests? Did you know that that's a thing?
I did not know that.
They have vaping contests to see who can, like, blow the most smoke rings and do all these tricks with the vape smoke. And they also have drone races. Did you know that?
I've seen those. I've seen them on TV. They're pretty badass.
I guarantee you there's going to be like a competitive fidget spinner league at some point.
Well, I can tell you.
I would be willing to bet you that it would just see like who could get their fidget spinner to go the
longest. It'll be the new CFL, competitive fidget spinner league.
See? Nick's already there, the CFL.
Nick, this could be your idea, your
let's
Bitcoin.
Let's start this league.
Could be your Bitcoin. You start that league, and it'll blow up.
Bitcoin?
Yeah, you'll sell it like the Fertittas did with the first MMA.
It's going to be like on ESPN 14.
God, why didn't I invest in
Bitcoin?
2 in
the morning. It's going to be like, this is Franklin. He was a first-round draft pick because he can't focus on anything, and his parents hate him.
Welcome to ESPN 14, the double touchdown.
Yeah, but that's – I was just messing with it. I don't see the point.
Well, but I can tell you who's not going to compete because Andreas was trying to show me how to do it, and the thing flew off his finger and went bouncing down the floor. I'm like, yeah, you ain't going to be in any league anytime soon.
No, not at all. Who's on the line there?
We've got Brandon. Nick? He wants to talk a little bit about the Chargers. Brandon, what's up, man?
Brandon, what's up?
And he hangs up.
Good job, Brandon. That's a fantastic call. Make sure you also call the Blitz with that as well. They love it. Call the Blitz just like that. That's they'll love that. AJ said we don't take calls on location. You guys don't take calls at all anymore.
Yeah. Yesterday you shut them off too. Okay. You're looking for a three play there. So we're back here at Luke's Ice House as they're constructing more heat lamps.
Yes,
anything interesting on the text lines or anything that we need to know about?
Nope, nothing really. You guys are forgetting that kids are on drugs using the fidget spinners. What? I thought that was the point, so you don't have to take the drugs. So now there's kids doing both? That's just excessive. Now they're just gaming the system, I believe, is what they call it. By the way, shout out to Donna Rogers. She couldn't make it. We missed her, but she's got some personal stuff going on. But we miss you, Donna, and we're thinking about you. So there you go.
I was just tweeting her the exact same thing. So
where are you?
We missed Donna. Yeah, she was going to bring pizza today for us.
I wasn't going to eat
it. And you weren't going to partake because you've been partaking in breastises. How are they, by the way?
They're good, actually.
No sides or anything?
No, just
okay, you're sticking to it.
Just all meat.
Yep.
Straight up meat. You know why? 0 points for chicken breast.
Oh, you're on the points thing, too.
Yeah.
It's not just a diet.
That's right.
I'll tell you this, and I'm telling you, it takes an act of God for me to run inside because I hate treadmills.
Okay.
But now, 3 days in a row, 4 miles on the treadmill, and I'm sticking to it, but I'm telling you, my wife can run 12 miles at a time on a treadmill or like 16. I'm going, it is just so monotonously boring. I need to put something on TV that can take all my attention and then put a towel over the screen so I can't see it. And then if the show's really good, by the time I like the Favre one, and then last night, Joe Buck has on one of these channels, Joe Buck has a one-on-one interview show, no commercials, hour long, and you can cuss if you want. With sports stars. He had Ronnie Lott talking about his career. So I was dialed in, and when I took the towel off of the screen, I had realized both nights and I had done 4 miles. I'm like, that's the only way I can do it on a treadmill.
So, Nick, I know you had said you were watching it, and Joel, I don't know if you – but have you guys watched The Punisher?
No,
I've only
that?
Gotten through the first two and, like, 2.5 episodes, but the first two episodes are really good.
It's a badass show. It's on Netflix. It's a spinoff, I guess, because he was a character on Daredevil. But I highly recommend Punisher. Although I will say this. So I think I got through season one. It was like 10 episodes. And it's all good. I mean, he's just a dude, right? He's an ex-military guy. And so he's highly trained, and he's always in some sort of predicament, obviously. But that dude has been shot like 107 times through 10 episodes. And I've never understood how, like, 2 weeks later, he's fine. He'll get shot up in some, you know, place that he's at. It's like nothing happened 2 weeks later. I'm like, if any dude got shot as many times as he did, they would be done. They would
say it, so it's realistic.
Well, I mean, you know, you know what you're getting into when you watch a Marvel show. But, I mean, it's also, though, like, I couldn't watch Daredevil because I could never buy into the fact that a blind guy could be a superhero. I just was like, you know, that's a little much for me. I can suspend reality for Superman flying. I can suspend reality for the Punisher being a badass and being shot 800 times in 4 weeks. And I just, the blind guy thing, I can't do it.
You are going to hell. You realize?
What? I'm just saying.
This just adds to the funerals.
I don't know
the porn stars and the Rainbow Bridge.
I mean, this dude is dodging bullets and he's blind.
Hey, man, superpowers are a wicked thing.
No, but that's just that he doesn't have any superpowers. There's nothing. What is his superpower?
The ability to see when he can't see. Yeah.
Extra vision. How can you be blind and have extra vision?
You're a superhero. That's,
you can't be both. I've got five ways to see and no ways to see. That's not possible. You can't. There's no extra vision. So he could hear a bullet coming and dodge it? Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. That's the dumb. I can buy into the spider sense thing more than a guy that can. More than a guy hearing a bullet coming and being able to dodge it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's the first time I've agreed with AJ, and I can't tell you how long.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, I can hear a bullet coming. It's a bullet. No, there's no. You're not. Daredevil is stupid. That's the dumbest thing ever. Punisher, I'm all right with. Spider-Man, Superman, the Green Lantern, Aquaman, a guy that can breathe underwater. I'm good with that. A blind guy dodging bullets. Nope. That's my line. I'm drawing that line right there.
Okay.
That's it.
So the line's been drawn, and that line is going to be washed out in the sand, then OU Mike is the guy to do it. He's holding. Let's see what OU Mike's got.
Oh, God. Here we go. Get ready, Nick. Dump button.
Mike,
yeah,
what's
up? I used to date a really, really short girl also. I heard Barry talking about midget spinners.
No, that's Mike. Damn it. I said a fidget spinner, Mike. Just because you dated a little person, that's not the same thing. Damn it, Mike.
That was actually good stuff from Mike. I'll give him that one. I'm going to give him that one. And he didn't have to get dumped.
No, I think Nick. Did you
dump him?
Yeah, I did because of the M
word. He said the M word. Thanks to AJ, we can't say that anymore on our airwaves. But OU Mike calling in, saying he dated a little person. That's not a fidget spinner, OU Mike.
Or one that sounds like it.
Totally inappropriate. I'm just, I don't know what to do with these folks. I don't know.
Okay.
We should have known, Nick, when you said OU Mike was on the line.
That's why I offered, I was like, do you guys want to take this call?
Yeah,
I left it up to you guys.
That's actually what Nick put in our chat session where we can communicate behind the scenes. This is exactly what Nick wrote. OU Mike is on hold if you want him. We should have known not to want him on the phone. It's probably going to get dumped when he calls.
Did you see this story last night that a guy that is a vending machine filler, for lack of a better term, was called up to the St. Louis Blues as the backup goalie last night?
No.
Yeah, so he was up since 5 a.m. and he was finishing his shift filling vending machines, and he gets this call. The Blues backup goalie, Carter Hutton, had hurt his foot in the morning skate, and their AHL or minor league goalie wouldn't be able to get there from San Antonio in time for the puck to drop. So Stewart, 25, who's also a season ticket holder for the Blues and sits in the 300 levels, signed an amateur tryout contract and suited up as their third-string goalie and got to put on a St. Louis Blues uniform. Never played, obviously, but got to sit on the bench, be a part of the team.
That's pretty cool.
And his relatives were out there tweeting going, nothing cooler than seeing my brother in a Blues uniform and an NHL game.
Now, the question becomes, if there was something terrible that had happened on the ice, would they actually have put him in?
I mean, it depends on circumstance, right? They need somebody.
Goalie one pulls a hammy. He's got to come out. And then there's somebody crashes into the backup goalie, cuts his leg open, and he's got to come off the ice. Are you putting him in, or are you like, we'll risk it?
I mean, it depends. Like, he still plays adult hockey, right?
Yeah.
But, if he's a net filler, if he's a bigger guy, too, what size he is. Yeah.
You got a better chance of him blocking it just standing there than empty net, right?
Stick your dome in front of it, and if you can stop a few shots, it could be a career for you.
That's funny. Somebody texted and said, how can you hear and dodge a bullet traveling at the speed of sound? Or faster than the speed of sound?
AJ?
Do bullets travel faster than the speed of sound? I don't know if that's true or not. Okay, well, then that debunks that theory, sir. It was good try, though. Somebody said he dodges the bullets because he can smell them. You know what? I would buy that more than hearing them. All right. You can smell the gun oil. I got you, sir. You can smell the metal. I'm with you.
So the debate will rage on here during the commercial break, and you guys can talk amongst yourselves. We're going to take a break and come back with a whole lot more. We're in the final hour of our show. We're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz at 4. They'll take you through till 7. We are at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. You are listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back from Luke's Ice House, where we're going to be till 4 till we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. They take you home till 7 right here in Beaumont, Texas, 2325 Calder Avenue, as we've just watched a live impersonation of a YouTube video on how to construct heat lamps, and they are not done yet.
By the way, that Thea cut was the third of four choices, and the fourth choice that Nick gave me, it sounded like Morse code.
Yeah.
It was a better joke, but there was so much cursing.
A lot of cussing.
Yeah, we couldn't. And even I was surprised that I didn't want to go with that one. But, Thea Vidal, she had a sitcom back in 1993. Started comedy in 86. By 89, she was touring. She had already performed with Kinison. Also in the WWE, she made her debut in 2006. She was known as Mama Benjamin, the mother of Shelton Benjamin, who I have no idea who that is from the WWE. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea who Shelton Benjamin is, so.
Well, we can look it up because that's AJ's favorite part of the show. Every Friday when you preview comedians, he is giddy.
Yeah. She'll be she's headlining the Greater Heights Comedy Night
next week.
Next Wednesday at the American Legion number, 560. American Legion Post 560. That's a cool show because they give a lot of the money that they make after they pay the comics. They give a lot of the money back to veterans and the American Legion Post itself. So if you get a chance, get out there. American Legion Post 560, Greater Heights Comedy Night. You can find it all on Facebook.
That's her?
Thea. That is Thea, yeah. You can see why she does a lot of jokes about big breasts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Just like the ones you just devoured.
The chicken breasts.
Right.
Let's be clear. Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Of what it is. All right. So we've got a caller.
Yeah.
Evan. Is that right, Nick?
Yes. It's Evan on hold. What up, Evan?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Evan?
Oh, not much. I've called before. This is Evan, the little person. I've done the show with AJ and whatnot, and Beth. But I was just wondering, am I allowed to use the M word on the air?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, not that I would, but that's kind of like our word. You guys can't use it.
is that the case, really? So like with black people, they can say the N word. Little people can say the M word, but we can't? Is that true?
That's my understanding.
That's your understanding of it. Now, are you offended if someone uses the M word?
Me personally, no, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I just actually went into stopped into the strip club, and they hired me to be an elf for their Christmas party.
What?
Oh my God.
Is that offensive to you that the only role, like, have you ever gone in and say, like, hey, why do I have to be
St.
Elf?
Patty's
why can't
too.
I be Santa,
a
bro?
Leprechaun.
An elf and a leprechaun. Yeah, why can't you be Santa? I don't understand that.
You got to find somebody smaller than me to be the elf then.
I was going to say, can't you look at it as an unfair advantage towards Evan? And
what if it's like, what if we call it a Stranger Things Christmas and it's the upside down world? You'll be Santa. And then the other people would be the elves, right? The tallies. The tallies, as AJ
yeah,
was that, saying.
Yeah, that'd be Stranger Days. Yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah,
but, Evan, can't you look at it as an advantage? Because you're getting jobs that other people can't get. Elves, leprechauns. I mean, not everybody can just fill out a resume and apply for that job and be taking – you get it. You got an inside advantage on those gigs.
Yep. No, that's why I take advantage of it. I've been doing it for quite a while.
Okay. Well, there's so mini clutch out
there,
too,
you know. Whatever kind of gig I can get. But, yeah, it's cool. But I'll let you guys get back to your show. I just wanted to say what's up to AJ for me.
He hears you.
I'm not going to tell him that. I don't like that dude.
All right. Then tell him. I'll tell him. Never mind. Don't worry about it. All right. Have a good
just
one, guys.
Him.
Appreciate
you
taking the call.
Appreciate the call, Evan. I like that he calls in and confirms that he can say the M word and we can't. That's good to know.
He's throwing dirt in your face. By the way, AJ, loud as can be on every other thing, but when his buddy says hello to him, he completely grows into his shell. He can't even just say, hey, Evan, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Okay, good.
Somebody just tweeted a picture of Thea Vidal at the WWE.
Looking like Grandmama.
Okay.
A little bit. She's got the Grandmama kind of moo-moo nightgown on.
Yeah.
And some glasses.
I didn't even know until I saw it on her wiki. I knew some of the other stuff she did, but I had no idea that she was involved in the WWE. That's pretty crazy.
I don't know. All right. Hey, by the way, we have a winner. Doug Schwartz, are you here? Doug Schwartz, you, sir, are a winner of a one-night stay at the Red Roof Inn. So, Doug, come on over to the promotional folks. They'll take care of you. There you go.
All right. Congratulations. Nick, apparently we have Mr. Irrigation on the phone with a question.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Is he sober?
Is he sober?
Is he sober? Last couple times
check,
he's
so.
Called. Woo!
Mr. Irrigation, what's up, man? Welcome
you
to the show.
Saying my name over and over because it messed me up. But, you know, I got a question for you. Joel, have you ever done the improv in Hollywood?
Joel or Barry?
Well, one of you guys, I mean, has either of you been at the improv there in Hollywood?
Okay, so, Joel, have you ever done
I have not, Barry. Have
okay.
you?
No, I've not worked the Hollywood improv. I have not, no.
Have you worked any of them? Because back in the 80s, I used to rodeo, and back in the 80s, I met Larry Friedman. I guess he was the owner of the one there in Hollywood.
He started improv in New York. That's correct.
Well, y'all had Pauly Shore on, I guess, what, a couple of 3 weeks ago?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and believe it or not, when I was there, Larry had set me up in the front because I was wearing a trophy buckle, and I got a chance to, you know, to really talk with him, and I met a guy named Rick Overton. And my understanding, I've talked to Rick a few times on Twitter, and he's the guy now that does the sets there. Do you know who Rick is? Are you familiar with his work?
I don't know who Rick is. No, I can't say that.
Rick was in when I met Rick. The way he introduced me was I am the guy that was in Beverly Hills Cop. He was the one that was walking around in the customs, and Eddie was sitting on a box, and he says, "I'll start with this one right here." Now, he'd gotten a new motorcycle that day, and I kind of got to meet him, and he introduced me to Bruce Willis and some other people there. Bruce actually worked in the Hell's Kitchen up in the front. He made pizzas. But Pauly got me on stage up there, and I was really wanting to talk to him, see if he would have remembered that. But, yeah, my question was just, you know, if y'all knew who Rick was. What's that?
No idea. Appreciate the call, Mr. Irrigation. Nope, no idea who that guy is. I know that the improv's actually started in New York. A lot of people think that it started in L.A.
Yeah, I always thought it started in L.A.
No, it started in New York, I think, and then he moved out to L.A., but Friedman did. But no, okay. I've worked the Houston improv, not the Hollywood. I'm not that good yet.
All right, so we got Mr. Irrigation out of the way, and it's now a fair question to ask every time he calls.
I feel like he only called to drop names and tell us that he's been on the stage at the Hollywood improv.
Yeah, but at least
you think
it was
accurate.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. But I think it was better than the fact that the last couple times he's called, he's been almost What am I looking for?
I don't know.
Like I need a decoder ring for him to be able to understand what the hell he was saying. So at least we're making progress. We've had some of our loyal callers that have completely
lost
crapped
it.
The bed this week.
Yeah, I'm kind of understanding why the Blitz doesn't take calls.
Yeah, especially on remote.
But I like taking calls. I like reading the texts. I like the Twitter. I like all that. So I don't want to change it. But I get it. It's like that old bit from Chris Rock. I'm not saying it was right, but I understand.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, Mr. Pope is here now, too. So the two papal mobiles are in the parking lot, which means if you need religious backing this weekend, this is the place to start because the popes are in the house. They are ready. He has brought in some kind of a large contraption in a bag that looks like it could blow the whole joint up. So be nice to him. Buy him drinks. He's studying for an exam also as well. So if you can help him cheat, that would also help us as we continue to roll on. We got about a half hour to go on the show. We got Nick Picks coming up at the end. And then we're going to wrap it up and turn it over to the Blitz. We're going to be here till 7. Luke's Ice House in Beaumont or anywhere you're driving. On ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, where we've covered everything from football to ulcerative colitis on the show today and everything in between.
What a weird show.
Yeah.
And hey, did you know that all the white girls inside are twerking to Ice Ice Baby? What other reason do you need to get down here right now? I mean, yeah, there's the $12 buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light all day, but there's a ton of white girls
twerking
to Ice Ice Baby inside. If you're not here, you're missing it.
And if you need more motivation, Andreas is still trying to figure out a fidget spinner. It hasn't hit the ground in at least 5 minutes. Oh, look at him now. He's showing off. Oh, my goodness.
I feel like millennials nowadays think that's a skill. Like, that's going to be on his resume. Be like, so what else are you good at? Fidget spinning.
2036 like, really? Olympic event.
Does that qualify you for this position, sir? As an engineer? Yeah.
Olympic
totally.
Fidget spinner. Andreas is going to make us all proud someday. He's going to be in the Olympics for fidget spinning.
It is popping inside, though. There's a ton of folks. Yeah, and it's warm. It's nice in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you come out here, you go inside, you warm up a bit, you get a drink, you come back outside, you hang out, you listen to the Blitz. It's all good. Get out here.
They're doing the instructionals on the backside of the patio where you can learn how to create and construct heat lamps. So if you want to get that done for the weekend in case there is any more snow, they'll show you how to do that real quick. They're not going to do it swiftly, but they'll do it for a way that it'll at least work for you because they just set one up here in the middle, and it is beautiful.
Can I ask you a sports-related question?
You? No.
You and Nick. Nick, I want to know, and I won't, you know, I won't belabor the point, but I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on who's your winner for the Ray Guy Award this year in college football.
It had to be Texas's punter, without question.
Oh, damn, you read the article, too.
I know. I saw the awards last night when I was trying to kill time on the treadmill. I saw that the only two local guys, shout out to Ed Oliver as well, for the U of H Cougars first ever winner of the, what was it, the Outland?
Yes.
Outland Trophy?
Why?
Ed Oliver,
seriously,
interior lineman.
I don't want to sound like an a-hole.
Anymore?
But why are we giving awards to a punter? Like, that's just... Really?
Well, there's a kicking award, too. The Groza.
Yeah, but that has a direct impact on the scoreboard. Like, a kicker can put up points. A punter isn't putting up points. Why is there an award
But a punter's
punter.
A player on, you know, it's discrimination,
okay.
Barry.
Okay, is there a long snapper award? If you say yes, I'm quitting sports.
Well, there's a center award. There's not a long snapper award.
Well, that's my point, though. The long snapper and the punter, I mean, at least the long snapper is involved in field goals.
A long snapper is a guy that failed miserably when he was just a center, so they made him a long snapper to find a position for him on the field anyway.
I feel like giving the punter award is like giving a runner-up for employee of the week or something, or employee of the month. It's like you were almost good enough, but you don't get the parking spot or anything else.
But then you look at the paycheck that Shane Leckler has gotten over the last, 20 years and realize punters need love too. And if you can't give it to them, there's plenty of NFL teams, if they do it right, that can.
I'm getting heckled. I don't know what she said. What did you say, ma'am?
Go Green Bay.
Go Green Bay? All right, you can get in your car and go home now. That's enough for you, out of you. What is this, turning into a Packers rally?
Well, I'm all for it. That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. Oh, here
all right,
we go.
You, sir, that has won the Red Roof Inn. Go to the Rainbow Bridge. Bring it back. You're out now.
Now everyone is shouting out their favorite team. It's devolved. I'm glad we're almost done now.
Well, you started it by mentioning the twerking going on in the inside.
Yeah, they all came outside, huh? Look at that. Okay. They got all liquored up. Now they're going to come out here and twerk on the heat lamp like it's a stripper pole.
Is that why the lids on all these heat lamps are somewhat damaged and distorted?
Yeah, they're going to be like, I burned my Virginia. Well, you shouldn't have got on there. No one told you to do that. You had too much to drink.
Nick's playing your theme song in the background.
I know. He's playing Ice Ice Baby. I like that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Everybody's having a good time here at Luke's Ice House. You should be out here, too. Some people are still searching for smiles on their faces, but they're coming soon because the heat lamps are coming your way. But other than that, we're all going to have a good time. We're going to take you till 4. Fred and AJ are going to take you till 7.
They're definitely here for the Blitz. That's definitely Blitzers.
That is a Blitz crowd.
Yeah.
AJ's here and available for selfies and or quick photos before the show starts. But evidently they're moving to get closer to AJ right now. So we'll let them take care of business before we get out of here and turn it over to the Blitz. So we got Nick picks coming up. No college games.
Yep, because we're not picking Army Navy.
No, that's a big one. We're going to leave that to AJ. He's going to break it down in detail and also give you the exact spread and what the money line is and the best ways to play that game. So we've got that on the horizon as well. Other than that, the Rockets playing Portland tomorrow night. The schedule is going to start to heat up a little bit. They're going to play once every 4 days now. No. They're going to play the Blazers in the midst of a four-game road trip, but they win again. Best record in the West, second-best record in the NBA. Same amount of losses as the Boston Celtics, but we touched on it a little earlier. Nick, I don't know if you watched the game last night, but if you're a Rockets fan right now, you got nothing to complain about until you get to the playoffs.
Yeah, especially when Ryan Anderson is hitting all those threes. What was he, like 7 for 7 in the first half or something like that? He finished
crazy.
With like 23 points or something.
Did you see the numbers? He converts, I think, something like 38% of his threes when assisted on by anybody else on the team. And when Chris Paul finds him, he converts over 70% of his threes.
Yeah,
Chris, you think he likes Chris Paul? You think he's giving Chris Paul a Christmas card?
He's getting the bulk of the credit, for sure. That's for sure.
No,
we got a text real quick, just to circle back to something where AJ was chastising us earlier about bullets traveling at the speed of sound. Somebody said speed of sound is 750 miles an hour. And a bullet travels at 1,700 miles an hour. So there goes that theory.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So it looks like Daredevil is stupid after all. That confirms it. That is the stupidest show ever.
I am going to enjoy.
I've got science on my side now.
I'm going to enjoy the ride home for the first 15 minutes for a change, where I know AJ's just going to have a field
day. I'm just saying, I got science on my side, so. That was good to have. Thank you. All right, back to basketball.
Jeez. Yeah. Great.
I wish I could see AJ's
transition
face.
Breaker right now.
You know what surprised me about the Western Conference, though, truthfully, is when I was at the end of the Rockets game, they put up the standings. Teams 4 through 8 are already 11 back.
Yeah.
And there's this theory that the Western Conference is so much better than the Eastern Conference. Washington, Indiana, and Philadelphia are 11 games back, but that's 6, 7, and 8. So I don't know if it's just because the Western Conference is top-heavy with how well the Rockets and the Warriors are playing, but, I mean, the Celtics and Cavs are doing that well, are doing pretty well. So
Cavs going for, what, 13 or 14 in a row tonight? They're playing Indiana tonight. I think it's 14 in a row.
Yep. I said 11 games back. 11 losses.
Yep.
Teams 4 through 8 already have 11 losses. That's surprising, though.
It is. It is in a way, but then you start to factor in the injuries. And again, I keep going back to the story within the story. When you look at that is San Antonio is still a top four team. Kawhi Leonard hasn't played a game, and yet they're within striking distance of the Rockets, who have the best record in the Western Conference. That's impressive. That, to me, is the story there. And again, the story on the Eastern Conference side is the fact that, yeah, the Boston Celtics have the best record, but I think we discussed this a week or so ago, where they don't put the fear in anybody's heart come playoff time. Whereas the Cavs, who everybody was killing, saying, if the playoffs started today, they wouldn't be in the playoffs. Well, 13 straight wins later, they're sitting right where you always knew that they were going to end up if you were a basketball guy.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see. They play the Spurs play the Celtics tonight, so we'll see that game. Kawhi Leonard was expected to be back this weekend against the Suns for the Spurs. He's not going to play tonight. Now he's not going to play till next Tuesday as they continue to rest him, but he should make his debut next week for the Spurs, and that can only help a team that we said is hovering in the top four and haven't had their MVP candidate the entire season. Your Rockets play the Blazers tomorrow night. Charlie Pelillo was telling me that he sees that as the next slip-up for the Rockets. If you were going to predict the next time that they lose. To me, not so much. Simply because of the fact that this is not the team of past Rocket seasons. Past Rocket seasons, the Rockets go into Portland. They go to the Nike employee store. There's lots of good night spots. They have a good time, and they crap the bed. But again, just like Salt Lake City is one of those cities, this team's a different breed. They've won seven in a row on the road, the last six by 15 or more, all seven by double digits or more. And I just see them taking Lillard and McCollum and those guys and going, for your Lillard and McCollum, we got Paul, we got Harden, and we've got an answer. And I think the Rockets continue to roll for the time being.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that the most Rocket thing to do would be to go ahead and win at Portland, New Orleans, and Charlotte and then lose to San Antonio on ESPN. So that would be the Rocket thing to
and
do.
And that's the back-to-back.
That's the Rocket way.
That's another rarity because then they'll come home. That game on December 15th, San Antonio on a Friday night, and then they have a back-to-back Saturday night where they play Milwaukee at home again. And you're right. That's where they would lose two in a row.
Yep.
And albeit at home as well. So Rockets keep rolling. We talked a little bit of Thursday Night Football. It's an FEI Friday. We were featuring Thea Vidal today. Barry gave you a little background on her, but we've got one segment to go where we get to Nick Picks, and then we're going to wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to Fred, AJ, and a heat lamp as we're here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Did you want to get anything in for it?
Yeah, I was just going to say, some guy texted the show and said, hey, funny show, I had to work from your neighborhood pizza vendor. Well, that narrows it down.
Well, we got neighborhood beer guy, we got beer salesman, we've got pizza guy. Warren was going to bring pizza today, and I declined. But, you know, we appreciate the effort, but at least she brought you a T-shirt last time.
Good stuff. Nick, you ready for Nick Picks next?
I am ready. You guys got people offering you free pizza and y'all are not taking it? What is wrong with
you? No, this was prior to us in our arrival.
That's the same. I told you, that's the same reason I won't use, like, Uber Eats, like where they deliver food, because I don't trust the delivery drivers or the people not to, like, do something dirty to my food. Because you always see on the news later where, like, some Uber Eats delivery guy's been masturbating on this pizza or whatever. You don't want that. I don't want that.
Those guys are going to be in Beaumont today. The guys that talked about strippers dying and little people, I'm going to crap on their pizza.
Exactly.
That'll be a tasty treat. No
I'll bring you some,
eat.
Though, Nick, if you want it.
Nah, I'll pass. Negative.
All right, Nick Picks are next. AJ can't wait. Then we're going to turn over to Fred and AJ and the rest of the gang that they call the Blitz and their crew that's here out in Beaumont. We'll be back and wrap things up right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects on an FEI Friday from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, Texas. If you want to come down to 2325 Calder Road in Beaumont, it's $12 buckets of Miller Lite, Coors Light. We're going to be here till 4. They're going to be here till 7, being Fred, AJ, and the Blitz, as we do what we like to do, taking it on the road to the Beaumont people who are fantastic here at Luke's Ice House. We always love stopping by. Before we get to Nick Picks, I want to know if you guys saw this or not. Story breaking now on TMZ Sports. But a home owned by former NBA star Chris Bosh was the target of a police drug trafficking raid with Bosh's mother named as the suspect, TMZ has learned. Yeah. So a home owned by Chris Bosh was targeted by the police in DeSoto, Florida. And one of the people that they searched and arrested, Frida Bosh, Bosh's mother who lives in the home, that is actually owned by Chris Bosh. A rep for the DPD tells us a bunch of evidence was seized from the home. A large amount of drug paraphernalia was recovered consistent with narcotic trafficking. So don't say you can't go home again. And when, if you're wondering what happens to all that money after you get done playing, hey, mom might need a new hobby.
I was going to say when you hear about you'll hear somebody say, oh, well, a large amount of paraphernalia was available. But that could just mean you're dealing with a pothead. You know, they've got several bongs and all that. But if they said enough, what I don't understand is you don't have all that stuff if you're trafficking it. You might have a scale or scales, but the paraphernalia that would go with doing the drugs is for doing it.
Right. Well, this is like, and the other thing you got to wonder when you say trafficking, it could be just distributing amongst friends. Because if you remember the Zach Randolph story, he was there in L.A. just trying to take care of a whole bunch of his homies.
That's true.
But they thought it was trafficking at the time. He got off of that charge. But, that would be weird. So Chris Bosh's mom, they say Bosh is only associated and connected with the story because he owns the house.
It would be weird to find out that your mom is the plug for dope and not know it, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, when you think about it, if mom was going to traffic drugs and she needed the financial backing to do it, the son's NBA bank account might be the first place you start.
Yeah. Because you know he's going to give her the money just because he feels bad for her. So.
He thought he was just buying purses.
Probably. All right, I've got updated records for the Nick picks. So, Joel, you are sitting at 42-18.
Yeah, but I crapped the bed last week.
That's pretty good. Yeah, you went 2-3 last week.
Yeah,
I'm at 40-20. I went 5-0. And Nick, you are 38-22. You went 4-1 last week.
Cool deal,
Nick. You have a pulse.
Yep. I like it.
So we're going to do a few extra games this week because there's no college football, right?
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, Nick, you want to get the music and cue up the band?
Yes. So all NFL, no college football, and we will start with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Rams game. Rams are at home, -1.5 at home for the Rams.
I like the Eagles in this game on the road. Regardless of the spread, I think they got something to prove after the Seahawks game last week. I think they're going to come up fired up. I believe they stayed on the West Coast all week. And as good as the Rams have been playing, I like the Eagles' defense, and I think that they might give Goff a hard time. So I will start it off by taking the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm torn on this because I've been rolling with the Rams pretty much all year. I think this is definitely game of the week, even though I thought New Orleans, Atlanta was going to be, but Thursday night again disappointed us. I'm really having a tough time making a decision, but the Rams are at home. All right, I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to keep rolling with my Rams.
Okay, Nick?
I'm going to go with you, Joel. I like the Eagles. I don't think the Rams are ready for what the Eagles can bring right now, so I'm going to go with the Eagles on this one.
Okay.
All right, Seahawks at Jacksonville. Jacksonville -2.5 at home.
Go ahead, Bear.
Does it surprise you that Jacksonville would be favored over the Seahawks?
A little bit.
Even though it's at home?
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, look, the Seahawks are a team that we know don't have a lot of weapons, but their main weapon is an MVP candidate right now with what Russell Wilson is doing. The Jaguars defense, which has been great and playing great all year long, is going to be tested because of the fact that they got to contain the edges, and he is going to run and he is going to pass and he is going to do some things. So it should be a fun game to watch.
Jacksonville to me has the best defense in the NFL right now, hands down. I'm going to stick with them. Jacksonville at home.
Jags at home.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Barry. I'm going to pick Jacksonville as well. All right. Okay. Baltimore.
I'm going to take Seattle.
Cool.
Trying to get some separation on me?
No. I'm just going with the gut feeling. All right. And I don't want to take all the favorites. Okay, go ahead, Nick.
Baltimore.
What was the
Pittsburgh
line on that game?
2.5.
-2.5 for the Jags. All right, Baltimore at Pittsburgh. The Steelers are -4.5 at home.
I mean, this one's going to be another one that's probably going to be it's a divisional game. It's going to be fired up. It probably won't reach the level of the Bengals and Steelers, but I think Steelers, for a lot of reasons, with a lot of emotion at home, should take care of business against the Ravens.
I think you nailed it when you said the emotion. I mean, when you consider what's the week that they've had with the injury and everything else, I'm with you on that. I think that helps them. Not that they need it. I think they're a better team than Baltimore.
Yep.
They're loaded. Give me Pittsburgh as well.
I'm going to pick Pittsburgh as well. So all three of us picking the Steelers in that one. All right. Tennessee at Arizona. Arizona +3 at home.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals have nothing to play for and haven't played like anything much. Regardless of who quarterbacks them, whether it be, you know, whoever steps up to what is it, Blaine Gabbert right now that they're on.
Gosh.
Titans need this game because they're trying to set up for that final game of the regular season against the Jags for the division if they can win out. So I'll take the Titans on the road.
Cardinals are a mess. I feel bad for them. But it's, yeah, Tennessee is a good football team. Underrated at 8-4 even to some folks.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Titans as well. I just don't think the Cardinals is ready for kind of a sort of balanced attack the Titans were able to bring in the past 2 weeks. So I kind of like what the Titans are going to bring in that game. Minnesota at Carolina. Carolina +2.5 at home.
This is an interesting game because the Vikings want to keep rolling. The Panthers need the game if they're going to stay in any contention to either win the division or be a wild card team. Vikings defense, Barry, you say Jacksonville's playing the best defense in football right now. Vikings, if they're not playing the best, have to be right up there defensively. I'm going to go with the Vikings on the road.
Okay. Not surprisingly, I was looking up to see after Carolina's start, they are 4-1 in their last five, that one being the Saints that they lost to.
They should have lost to the Jets.
Huh?
They played awful against the Jets and found a way to win.
I'm with you, though. I like Minnesota. I like that defense at 10-2. I think they're for real. There's no faking there, so give me Minnesota on the road.
Yeah, Minnesota on the road. I think Case Keenum is really hot right now, so I don't think you can pick against them. So I'm going to go ahead with the Vikings. All right, last game, just because it's the Texans, 49ers at the Texans, -2.5 at home for the Texans. Last game.
We said this the other day, so I'll stick with it. I know that we differ on this one, too, but I just feel like with being at home and with the weapon that DeAndre Hopkins is that San Francisco doesn't have, I know Garoppolo's going to come out firing, but I'm going to take the Texans at home.
All right, Nick, who you got?
Texans at home.
All right, I'm going to go 49ers.
You stayed straight. No, Nick, we're not going to do these the other two games?
I am. I
left it out.
Okay.
You're
going to waver?
No. I don't want to crap on Texans fans parade, but it is Tom Savage. And I know he's looked better, but it's like saying Brett Hundley's had a couple of decent games as well.
Don't swear at me like that.
I feel like San Francisco is actually getting close. And
close
getting,
to what,
getting
the
a,
draft?
Getting a quarterback was look at how many drives they had. Look how close. What was it, five?
Yeah, five field
five goals. Scoring drives. Yeah, five field goals, but five scoring drives. That probably doubled what they had over the last 3 weeks. This is a better football team.
Okay.
All right, we'll see. I'm not believing in the Texans.
All right, well, boys, we've done it again. We've gotten through another week and come out unscathed with the exception of some ill text messages that come in every now and then, Barry, about topics that pop up on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, but it was fun. The FEF Friday is over. We're going to turn over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz next. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Y'all have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you again Monday and every weekday, 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5.